Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
What's up, Tone? King of the jungle.
Big T.
All right, guys, death, taxes, and the freaking Knicks.
Wait, the Dolan, first, what's going on? Where's James Dolan, Josh? Tell us.
Juice, yeah, with him. You're his handler. What's going on?
Where is he?
Yeah, let me read you this quote right now.
Oh,
all right, this is how the quote reads. He is not safe. His job is very much in peril right now. This is a Knicks team that is in somewhat of a spiral. The dismissal of David Fizdale is inevitable. There was a bond broken between management and their head coach. Woj.
Is this anonymous quote or is their name Woj?
That's what Woj said that?
That's just, oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean,
wow.
So
he's dialed in.
He's a lame duck.
So Fizdale's done. He'll be gone by Christmas, probably.
I think if they get blown out at the Garden tomorrow to KP, like if KP goes off, let's say he drops like 30, Mavs kill him, fans are chanting shit. I mean, that could be it. He may not make
you know
it
what?
To Friday.
I feel like Fizdale, at this point, he doesn't care. He might be like, you know what?
You guys
gave me absolute trash to coach.
Yep.
And now you're making me the scapegoat because you guys are incompetent. Like, he'll get a job so quick. So, he probably, out of here.
I've been listening to a lot of Alan Hahn lately. And he made an interesting point that this was not, like, David Fizdale is not an X's and O's coach. He's not technical. He's not,
right.
He's not in for this team. He was supposed to be coaching a team with like Porzingis and a couple free agents. I kind of like Miami big team. He was supposed to be just like a motivator and
exactly like a team that could coach themselves on the floor.
Right.
He can't do that for this.
Like he'll just get them to play hard on defense or something. I don't know. Can he even do that though? But yeah, keep going.
But yeah, he was supposed to coach a team like that and. Kind of be like the guy that brings it all together and a glue guy, but now he's stuck with this team and he's like way out of his league. He can't coach, and we've seen it. We've known it's not like something that we've just been reading about or hearing. We've been talking to each other. We had these conversations in the summer, like you know, if he doesn't prove himself.
Yeah,
the first. I mean, how many games? It's been 11 games, and we've seen like horrible. I mean, he changes the lineup every single night. Horrible uses of timeouts. He has no like feel for the game at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll like take out.
No play calling, no offense.
Yeah, he'll like. It's so mind-boggling some of the stuff he does. Just how he like, yeah, like you said, the lineups and how he'll just like guys are doing good. He'll take them out at the wrong times and then he'll put in weird. Like it's just nothing makes sense. And Paul, you made a good point. It almost seems like he doesn't care anymore. Like he said, what he had, he had the quote like, "I still get paid for two more years or 2.5 more years or something like that."
Yeah,
or I'm still under contract.
When he said that, I was like, when he said that, I was like, yeah, he knows he's gone.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, he knows.
And after
how many coaches are they going to be paying after they fire him? Him, Hornacek. Is Fisher still getting paid?
Wasn't his?
This might be his final year.
Yeah,
right?
Fisher, I think, was like a 4-year deal. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. And who's hiring? And who's. Wait, Josh, that Woj quote, did it say anything about Mills getting the boot? Or.
No.
Or just Fizdale?
Not really. He was saying that right now, Fizdale's the fall guy. And then the decisions.
It's so stupid because it's always the coach. It's always the coach is the fall guy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's why Stephen A. Smith is going so crazy about them hiring Mark Jackson. And Alan Hahn feels the same way. It's
they want
somebody that is a New Yorker.
What do you say? Like blood in the something.
Blood in the ground.
Yeah.
Blood in the ground.
Yeah.
You need to get a player that has blood in the ground. A coach that has blood in the ground. Meaning, Mark Jackson is born in Queens, went to St. John's. He played for the Knicks. He won Rookie of the Year. He had success as a coach. Like, he's the one that, like, he can get up there and he can go back at the media. And he can, and New York fans will be patient with him because he's one of us. And
it's funny, you mentioned the media. To be honest, I feel like the media is pretty easy on the Knicks here. Like, the beat reporters, they're not terrible.
Other than, like,
if they were a 500 team, you know, you wouldn't hear a peep from them.
It's just Isola. Isola's the worst, and he's not even technically a beat for the Knicks anymore.
He's a troll, yeah. But yeah. I compare it to the football, like the Giants and Jets guys. Like, they're relentless press conferences.
Yeah,
it's totally different.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, the Knicks, they're expected to be so bad. If they just have like a decent year, they'd be like, oh wow, like these beat reporters, you know, they want a good team.
Oh, of course,
in the Garden. I believe that
everyone does.
But I think that if you had a better coach, if you had another coach who probably knew how to call, like run an offense, or how to develop some of these players, or just discipline these guys, he's like more of their friend. They should have been 4-6. I think they should have beaten Boston in Boston. That game that Tatum hit the
game winner.
They should have won the Brooklyn game, definitely. They should have won the San Antonio game when they were off by like 18 in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
So like those three wins right there, they could have been like 4-6 at one point. And then nobody's really talking because the whole league is like, is around 4-6, right? It's only 10 games in, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Two games.
But they're not going anywhere.
Two games out of the A seed, as Fizz like to say.
But, you know, if you want to compare, you know, the one thing I'm worried about, and they got to be real careful here, is, they could be in like a similar situation to the Jets, right? The big thing, the big criticism that the Jets are getting is that they hired a coach, right? And everyone is excited about the coach. And then afterwards, you bring in the GM, and the GM is like, the coach is not the GM's guy, and it's like ass backwards, right? So say they fire Fizdale. Say they fire him next week. I don't think they will, but let's just say they do that. And then you could either let, like, Keith Smart or somebody random run the team, but that's not, you're still going to, the Garden's still going to be on fire, and the media's still going to be going nuts. Or they make a play and hire Mark Jackson. And they hire Mark Jackson, but the team still sucks. Mills, I think, is definitely getting fired. Mills and Perry.
Yeah.
So then, who's going to want to take on the team when they didn't get to?
No, yeah, you have to clean it all at one time. That's why it's been a revolving door of nonsense because they never get rid of Mills.
Yeah.
Ever.
So it kind of sucks, but I think like Fizdale's going to get fired, and he's going to get fired before the season's over. But they should just keep everybody. Or fire everybody at once.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who has the team? Then like, Dolan's got to run the team? Like, I don't know. It's an interesting scenario.
It's so stupid.
Right.
So stupid.
Right.
So the real question is, how did this all play out after the game on Sunday, the Cavalier game? Was Dolan watching Storm back to his suite, summon his security guards to tell, like, Perry Nels, all right, you know, we have to talk to the fans or something. You got to go talk to them. How did this all come about? Because it's freaking bizarre.
Yeah, well,
it makes no sense. Well, like, how does this even happen?
Well, because they didn't talk to the media all summer, like after free agency. And then, you know, after that disaster, they come out and talk. So, yeah, it was the most, like, craziest thing.
So, supposedly, though, like, that's not from what I read and, like, I still follow Clarence Gaines
Same.
On Twitter, who is like the right-hand man to Phil Jackson. It seems like weird. He always is tweeting about the Knicks.
Always.
It's like he's gone. He's always talking about the Knicks. And he was saying that's normal for like Dolan to have meetings with the team during the game or after the game or you know during the day before the game.
But yeah, that's normal, but
there's a con so bad that they he told them, he's like, guys, like what the hell is going on here? You guys need to, you know, address this. I know the popular opinion was like, oh, they shouldn't have done it like that. I was fine with it, actually.
Do they think fans are idiots? Like, we know they suck. We don't need the GM, the president, to tell us they suck.
I know,
but it's kind of like they've been
like, I just don't know what the point is.
It was bad, man. You're talking about, what was it, 3 or 4 straight games at home where they're blown out by plus 20. Two back-to-back Sundays where the game is over in the second quarter. I think he was just like, listen, you guys need to address this. I think the way they did it, the way they spoke, it sounded like they were blaming Fizdale.
Yep.
Which I don't know.
You're throwing the coach on the bus. So what? It's just other coaches around the league are like, why would we ever go there? This is what
I know.
Dealing?
That's like, the worst. Yeah, that's the worst part. It's just a bad look.
It's the perception.
Yeah,
the perception is not good.
Like Juice, you defend Dolan all the time, and hey, maybe behind the scenes, he does some good things. Players do, but like it's too late now. Like the perception of him is awful. Like, you know, players around the league, you know, they say it all the time. Like Dolan this, Dolan that, didn't come there because of Dolan. Blah blah blah. So it's just the perception. It's too late now. So when Paul and I are like, or most of the fan base is like, you know, sell the team. That's why, you know.
But the thing is, Tone, like, what I say is, he's not selling the team. Unless you, and it's funny, you say that, like, today somebody wrote an article in the Wall Street Journal that Michael Bloomberg's, like, his dream is to be president of the United States. Maybe if he really wants to save the world, he should buy the Knicks.
Saw that.
he's the one with money to do it. But to me, Dolan's never selling the team. You know what I mean? So,
well, I don't know, man. As a businessman, he shouldn't at all. But if he really cares about the team, all he has to do is clean house, hire the most, throw the ton of money at like a respected, biggest executive he can get, let him hire the GM, or he does both, and then he hires the coach. That's
so. But he's also done that already and gotten fucked.
Yeah, with Phil.
No,
but
like,
Mills was there.
We're talking about with Phil, but Mills was there too.
Yeah, it's Mills,
wait,
man.
I'm sorry. Oh yeah, Mills was there, but
Mills was still there.
Mills was still there.
He wasn't though because remember he wanted to trade Porzingis and they wouldn't let him.
They ultimately did. Phil made the final decision. I really believe that. I don't think he wanted to trade KP though, and then they wouldn't let him. I don't think if they wouldn't let him, and at that time, I'm gonna be honest with you, I wouldn't have. Like I thought they were crazy when I thought Phil Jackson.
No,
we all did.
I agree, but he was right.
Maybe he was right. Yeah, maybe he was. But I don't think it was because like the Garden didn't let him. Because I think Dolan admitted that in one of the interviews that Phil had control. If he came to me and said we're trading so-and-so, they would have pulled the trigger. I think Phil couldn't do it. Like, he couldn't do it because it was too much of a risk. If they had traded Porzingis away and Porzingis became a superstar, which at that time we thought he had the potential to, and they got back like Jaylen Brown, he would have been killed for that.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter. He's fired.
No, for sure.
Yeah. I just believe that Phil Jackson has full control, and Mills' job was probably following him around, and then like a fucking rat or a snake would go back and report to the team executives or the MSG executives.
Yeah, Genie Buss revealed
he's
that
Dolan's eyes and he's Dolan's eyes and ears on a day to day activity for sure.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like I'm not saying that. They should fire Mills because Mills has no basketball experience. He has no brains for the game. He has no nothing. Like, he's terrible. He needs to go, and he's part of the reason. But I also, at the same time, think that Dolan is sick of this shit, right? He really wants to sit on a Sunday night and watch the games and, like, have everybody leave him alone. But the only way that's going to happen is if they win. So
he needs to get somebody in here. And I don't know, maybe, like, if Masai Ujiri, I'm butchering his name, if he makes, like, $15 million, say he makes $20 million, would he turn down $75 million from Dolan? Would he turn down $100 million from Dolan? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, what would, like, would he really make that big of a difference, you think, or no? Or the...
So everybody's excited about him.
Like, I just don't know if, like, since Dolan is still there, maybe people are like, probably haven't changed. That's the only thing I worry about. Like,
yeah.
Just,
he's the hot pick. But
the rep is so bad.
His rep is, yeah, that's the thing, man. It's just the rep is so bad. That's what it is, you know?
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Know? Yeah, I mean, you could be right. His rep is bad, but he needs to hire somebody and just stay away. Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Wait, what was that video that you sent with Masai? I can't even say either.
Ujiri. Ujiri? Masai? Ujiri?
Can we call him, like, another name so we can get it out easier?
Well, I like Masai. Masai is easy to say, no? Masai?
I'll call him Mr. M. Mr. M. So,
he's not the guy either because he's not blood in the ground, like, from New York and doesn't understand, like, he's a hot name if you just want a title, but...
Right.
You sent the video. He said, I hate the Knicks or something?
He does hate the Knicks, yeah.
When did he say... Oh, there's,
like,
a video?
It's kind of... That's, like, weird for him to say. Like,
he's not politically correct, bro. Remember when he went out in Jurassic Park and he said, like... Fuck, what did he say? Fuck the Nets. That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah, he was cursing and shit. Yeah.
he got into that altercation this year in Golden State with the security cop.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. I'm excited about if they could get, like, Sam Presti. That'd be cool.
Yeah, Sam Presti would be good. Anything would be better than you know, Steve Mills, his record. So how many years has it been? Basically, in the last two decades, he was not involved with the team the 4 years that they've had the most success in the last 20 years, which is hilarious.
Yeah, I mean,
listen to this record. 165-337 since Mills has been involved with the team, whether that's GM, president, popcorn maker, whatever.
So what is that? That's like a 33% about winning percentage?
Yeah, something like that.
You know what's interesting? The 4 years where he wasn't involved, where he was working for Magic Johnson,
was the best years.
Were the greatest years. Well, the first year was, I think, a little rough. That was D'Antoni's first year, but they got 29 or 31 wins, something like that. Then the 3 years following, it was like playoffs every year, and they even won a division.
54 win season. Yeah, 54. He came back after the 54 win season, and then that was the season where, like, they had, like, kind of the same team. But then, I don't know what happened that season. It was kind of weird. Was that the Bargnani? Is that what they get traded for, Bargnani?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple of those Nets retires.
But what happened, though, like, when did Mills come here? After Dolan got rid of Čekić? Is that what happened?
It was
like
2001 or 2002 he came. Something like that.
So was that the beginning of the end of getting rid of Čekić?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because Dolan came the 99 year, actually. Believe it or not, I think his first year as owner was the 99 season, I think.
Why did he get rid of Čekić? What's going on behind that?
Čekić, there was like a bit, if I remember my history, Čekić always had issues with everybody. Čekić was amazing, but he was tough to work with. And I think he had arguments with, he had a big dispute with Pat Riley, and that's why, like, he wouldn't give Pat Riley the control, and Pat Riley bounced. And then he always fought with the owners and everything, but he had left, and I think he was running, like, some Major League Soccer teams, and I think he was involved with the St. Louis Rams for a little bit, and then he retired. He was done.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't remember him going anywhere else after that.
Yeah, he did soccer, a little football, and then he bounced.
Yeah, never heard from him again. You know,
and then that's when Mills came in the picture and became,
yeah,
like the right hand.
Yeah,
man.
He came out of nowhere. I mean, his only basketball experience was what? He played at Princeton, I guess.
But he he was involved with, I think he had done, business-wise, he had done well for himself. He came from Princeton, like you said, and he was running Madison Square Garden. There's two different things. Like I think Dave Chekich was president of the New York Knicks, and Mills was, you know, running Madison Square Garden as the actual entertainment venue.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I thought he just came out of nowhere. So he was working at the Garden, but he didn't get involved with the Knicks until, like, you know, early 2000s, basically.
From Mills is like, he had to get let go by Dolan because he was involved in the Anuka Brown Sanders.
Right.
Because she had
supposedly he was saying threats to her, like, oh, so-and-so is going to tell people that you're having an affair with someone. Like,
yeah.
And she was like, you're threatening me? And, yeah, that came directly from him.
Yep. Yep.
Once he lost, I think that was it. He had to go and disappear for a couple of years. And then, I don't know how, he fucking came back. But
yeah, he went and, like, worked for Magic Johnson, I read. Which I just found that out. Yeah. I never knew that. Like, what was he just working for, like, Magic Johnson's, like, corporation or whatever? I don't know the name of it.
Yeah,
he was just
his entertainment company, yeah, or whatever.
He was involved with something like that. You know, what's funny. We've talked for like 20 minutes now about the Knicks. There's one name we haven't even mentioned. The actual GM of the team. We haven't mentioned Scott Perry once, and there's a reason.
Because he's got no power.
I know.
He's got no power.
He's got nothing. No power. It's sad, actually.
Yeah, he was a hostage at the press conference. He looked like he wanted to be. He'd rather be in solitary confinement
and the
worst prison.
And you've never seen him alone. I've never once seen him alone. Mills, like, just it's like he's babysitter. It's sad.
Yeah,
but that guy, I don't think he has the credentials to be GM of the New York Knicks.
No.
Back for 20 fucking years, because he was part of the team that, like, won with the Pistons in 2005. He worked for the Magic. He worked for fucking Seattle Supersonics when they drafted Kevin Durant. Well, guess what? Odin went number one. Who else were you going to take at number two?
Yeah.
Of course you were going to take Durant.
Right.
But you haven't done anything that impressed me either. In fact, they need to get rid of everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, it's simple. Clear house. That's it.
Clear house. It's just a matter of when, though. Like, are they really going to do all this? You know, this early in the season?
You have to wait the full year. And also, I think it's tricky because I was reading December 15th is when
they can trade those guys.
The free agents can be traded. They can be traded. Yeah. So something's going to happen around there, if anything, if this keeps up. Definitely gonna happen around there.
Yeah, they'll trade a few of those guys.
I hope we can somehow flip Morris maybe for a first rounder to a contender, because he's not Knox should be playing 30 minutes a game.
Yep. Bobby Portis gotta go. I mean,
he annoys me.
Oh, dude. Other than that one quarter against the Bulls at the Garden, he's been awful, like god awful.
Black hole, dumb player.
Yeah. Randall has been really frustrating to watch. Julius Randall. I mean, maybe with the right coaching,
I think
he's a good player, yeah. But with I mean, the ISO ball that they play, it's terrible.
Yeah. He's trying to play hero ball. He's not cut out for that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so crazy, though. Like, less than a week ago, you know, I was obviously, like, on cloud nine, watching Frank have his best game as a Knick, and they beat, you know, they go into Dallas, beat the Mavs. KP has, like, a good night, but then, like, can't finish. Typical. You know, everything felt great, and then, you know, Sunday night comes, and they lay a stinker at home, and here we are now, you know. And listen, when we, on our last pod, when we did the NBA season, you know, predictions and stuff, we said the Knicks were going to stink, right? I mean, we knew they'd be bad. We just, you know, I didn't see the sideshow, you know, shit that usually follows the team happening this early, at least, or happening at all. But here we are, 10 games in or 11 games in.
A lot of it, too, is the coaching, right? Like, it's terrible. Like Alan Hahn, he made a good point. Instead of, like, Kevin Knox going out there and consistently, cause they don't show up to play. They don't show up. Like, they're not playing defense. And I see it with Frank, too. Frank comes in every fucking game. Watch Frank. The first couple passes he makes are the laziest passes you will ever see in the NBA. But he's good for the first, like, turnover every single time he comes in the game. And instead of, like, you know how a normal coach would have done, like, anyone like Van Gundy or Thibs or anybody, they would have sat Knox down and they would have put, like, who's the second rounder? What's the guy's name? I'm drawing a blank. White guy.
Iggy Bradley.
Throw him in the game.
Yeah.
Give him the minute. They're losing anyway, so let not. Then the next time Knox gets in, he knows that he's got to fucking play defense.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
So, how do you fix it? Where do you go from here? And, like, selling the team is not the option either, because it's just not going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're probably right.
Yeah, we need a miracle.
Yeah, you're probably right. We've had so much time to think about this. As Knicks fans, man, it's not fair. You know, it's really not fair. Knicks fans are the greatest. I mean, they really are the great. There's no doubt about it, the greatest fans in the world. They show up, pack every game, and they've had the worst record or worst winning percentage of any team in the league the last 20 years, and they still sell out every game. The fans are passionate as hell, and we don't deserve this.
Organization too.
What's that? Yeah, most valuable basketball team in the world, and they're a joke. They're just a laughingstock. I'm kind of like numb to it at this point. You know, I just want to watch good basketball and. Got a headache just talking about it. It's we're beat down, man. Like, I don't know. What do you do? We're 11 games in, so it's like you clean house. It's like, how much more dysfunctional do you want it to get, you know?
Yep.
It's not good for the players, team chemistry. I don't know. But, yeah, at the end of the day, I just want to see Frank, RJ, Knox, Mitch. I don't know. Anyone else you want to see thrive?
That's about it.
That's about it, right? Like, those four, that's, like, really all
maybe,
I care about.
Maybe Trier, like, off the bench as a scorer.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Dotson, you know. I don't know. I still believe in him.
I think Dennis is cooked. He either has to...
Yeah, he's...
He's either really hurt, he's mentally broken, or
he's lost.
Not that good, or just a combination of all those things. But he should be in the G League right now, getting, like, physically ready, because he doesn't look like an NBA player.
Yeah.
Fizdale said he didn't send him to the G League because he's not coming off an injury. Like he
is, though.
His back is shot. Yeah. Well, he said that he needs to come back and just get more reps and get in, but he's gonna monitor it and stuff like that.
He looked like he was running with a piano on his back.
Yeah.
It was 85-85, and then that guy played terrible in the first half, and he stuck him in the fourth quarter, and you wouldn't take him out. He had three turnovers in that span. Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know what the hell he's doing.
And then Kobe White hitting all those threes and doesn't make any adjustments, doesn't put Frank on him. Like, doesn't, you know, like, you have a good perimeter defender on the team. Like, do something. Like, that's why.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry,
go.
No. It just goes back to Fizz. I think he's checked out. I think he knows. I think he knows the writing's on the wall. You know, and
he's a one starter. Did you, like, after yesterday's game? They get blown out in the fourth. They let this freaking guy Kobe White hit seven threes in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
which I was telling him that wouldn't happen in the playground. That wouldn't happen at Jermon's Park. So if you hit three threes. We would be double teaming you, or I wouldn't even look at the basket. I would just be grabbing your shirt the whole game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give you any space. How does that happen in an NBA game?
I know.
But after the game was over, they go in the locker room, and fucking Fizdale is just talking about how great Kobe White is, how amazing he is.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Whose coach are you? Like, Kobe's not on our team. What the fuck are you talking about?
Disaster. It could be worse, Josh. We could be Net fans. So.
Screw them.
Yeah, they're not. They're not looking too good.
I hope they go after somebody good. Like, they need to get Sam Presti or Masai, or go get Lawrence Frank. Go get somebody. And then Dalton's got to just stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's simple. It really is.
It really is.
Hire a basketball guy. Let him hire the coach. And boom. Go to work. Let's get Greg Anthony's son.
He's
the best point guard. He'd be the best point guard on the team right now.
Yeah, get Cole Anthony in, and man, that would be amazing. But I'm done, you know, praying for ping pong balls. All right, let's move on. Early observations, overreactions to the league. What do you like? What was it, like 3 or 4 weeks ago we did the predictions? I mean, the Celtics, I think we were pretty wrong. Well, actually, no, you were high on them, Paul.
NBA Finals.
Yeah,
I love them. Yeah. I really did.
They look really good.
It just sucks. Hayward got hurt, so that's going to hurt them a lot.
Yeah, I think he's out like 6 weeks, which is a shame, because he was playing really good, too. He was like finally back to like his form,
healthy.
Kemba looks amazing. Yeah, the whole team looks good. I mean, they're well-coached team. Luka Doncic right now.
Unreal. Favorite player to watch.
Yeah, he's like an early MVP candidate, I think, in his second year. I think he's averaging the triple-double almost. It's unbelievable.
He's close, definitely.
Yeah. With that being said, you know, KP has not been good. I know he's had some nights where he's put up like 20-something or 30, but like, I saw some stat, for the amount of minutes played, he's like the worst in the league field goal percentage wise. Some crazy shit like that. And I know like they've been sitting him in the fourth. Yeah, they've been. It's kind of a shame. I was looking so forward to the game that we're gonna see tomorrow night, him coming back to the Garden. You know, so the fans can boo him and all that, and you know that's gonna happen. But like, at the same time, I hate Mills and I hate the Knicks now. You know what I mean? I hate the Knicks front office now.
Yeah. So
like, it doesn't feel as good.
Juice is gone.
The juice, sure. Yeah. The juice is kind of gone with that. But what else? What else are you guys seeing? Andrew Wiggins actually has looked pretty good.
The number one thing that I think about that I just think
Phoenix
is so
Suns,
wild.
Bro.
The Suns, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. I was just about to say that. They're incredible.
Biggest surprise, for sure, has been the Phoenix Suns.
Another former Knick involved in the organization becoming a good head coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Monty Williams, yeah. I mean,
Monty Williams.
And what's changed? I mean, other than Ricky Rubio, we said, you know, they added Rubio. I mean, Booker.
You got Baines. Aaron Baines.
Yeah, Aaron Baines.
Really well.
That's right. Ayton's been out, right?
Ayton's been out, but they got Frank the Tank Kaminsky. They got Aaron Baines. They got Dario Saric.
Oh, I forgot they got all those guys. Yeah.
Mikhail Bridges is playing well.
Bridges, yeah, they're putting it together, and then Devin Booker's playing. You know, he's playing like a, I don't know, second team All NBA guy right now. I mean, he's
Rubio helps them a lot. He's the perfect fit for Booker.
Yeah, he would have. I mean, the Knicks need shooting, so I don't know if he would have been a fit on the Knicks, but he's a great point guard. The Suns have been a surprise. Obviously, what's happening with the Warriors? Them and the Knicks have the two worst records in the league. It's kind of crazy, you know. They get this new arena. They dominated the league the last 5 years, and now
I saw a hilarious meme, and it was like a guy rubs the temple, and then like a genie pops out, and the genie asks him for his wish, and he goes, "I want the Knicks to be just as good as the Warriors," and then the genie goes, "Say no more," and then the record is like 2-8 Warriors, 2-8 Knicks.
That's really good. Yeah, I mean, that's all injury-based. Steph Curry, who they said was going to be out the rest of the year. I guess I just saw a recent report he's going to be back at some point. But, you know, no Klay. Obviously, Durant's not there. Draymond, I think, has even been hurt. They got D'Angelo Russell, but and Pascal, too. He's been really good. The Nova kid. Westchester kid. Local Nova kid. Yeah.
Dobbs Ferry,
or something like that. Yeah, like him and Donovan Mitchell, I guess, like grew up together. They were boys. But, yeah, he's been really good. But, yeah, they've been really bad, obviously. So that's been kind of a surprise. Other than that, I mean, the Clippers and the Lakers look really good. The Bucks, the Raptors. Pascal Siakam. Also.
Yeah, he's a bad...
I mean...
He's going to be the first guy to win Most Improved Player.
Oh, twice, yeah. Shouts to Worldwide Wob. He said he was saying that, but I mean he's right. He's playing like almost like an MVP right now. There's like a bunch of guys just killing. Oh, yeah. LeBron even is just like he's ridiculous.
They're not resting him either. He's on a mission right now. So
yeah.
I'm kind of shocked they're not resting him. They said if he's not hurt, he's gonna play. I was like, I don't know about that. How smart that is.
You talk about LeBron.
Yeah.
He
said he's no load management for him. He's healthy. He's healthy.
Well, yeah. I mean, he missed the whole playoffs last year. I mean, he's had plenty of rest. So he's a freak. Yeah. He's LeBron. I'm trying to think what else.
Come on, LeBron.
Yeah, I mean, we're only, like I said, 10, 11 games in. So it's a little early.
Yeah, long way to go.
Yeah, a long way to go with the NBA season, but... So far, as Knicks fans, it has not been pleasant. Let's talk about the NFL.
What about the Nets?
Oh, you want to talk about...
Injuries galore.
Yeah, let's talk about the Nets real quick. They're exactly like last year, in my opinion. I think Kyrie's a slight upgrade over D'Angelo Russell. Otherwise, it's the same team. They're, what, 4-6? You know, they'll make the playoffs. Yeah. They'll squeeze in. And that's it. You know what I mean? Mediocre.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere. LeVert's hurt, like,
always. For
several weeks he's going to be out. That's going to hurt him. He's always hurt.
Yeah.
I guess Irving hurt his shoulder, too, today.
Yep.
Jordan already got hurt. He's a, you know, dead man walking, pretty much.
Yeah, it's kind of...
They're not going anywhere.
Yeah. Sorry, anywhere. Adam. Big up. You know?
They really have to win it next year, no?
They kind of do, I feel like. Well, maybe not next year. Would they win it
in Kevin's third year with them?
Yeah, maybe like third year. Yeah, like maybe not next year, but the year after is going to be a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's just better teams, even in the East. Like, look at like a team like the Pacers. Like, Brogdon's been killing it, even. You know, like, they got, there's good teams. And Oladipo's not even back yet.
Isn't it a little weird, though, Brooklyn? Like, you know, they had, like, the whole entire juice coming in like in the off season and the beginning of the year. Ever since then, you don't hear about them really.
I haven't. Yeah.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
They're not good. Like, especially nationally. Nationally, you don't hear a peep about them.
No.
No.
It's just
Durant. You don't even hear interviews of him anymore. Like, it's just whatever.
Yeah, you knew that would happen because I mean, what else can they say? I mean, he's hurt. He's out the whole year. You know, and Kyrie.
It's weird, like how. Yeah. He was the biggest story last year during, and like, where are you going free agency? He's on the court for the best team. And then he's just like, he's gone. He disappears.
Yeah.
Like, the world moves on.
Yeah. And that's going to be like that all year. And then out of nowhere, it's just going to be like, oh, shit. The Nets are getting Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
So next year should be very interesting with that whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're just kind of middle of the pack. I mean, yeah, so we have plenty of time to get, you know, to talk about the league since we're just getting started. NFL, though, we are a little past the midway point. And just saw the toilet bowl. That was fun, huh? How about the battle for New Jersey, huh? That was great.
I was like, do we want to win? And then when they started winning, I was like, hell yeah. I was happy.
I wanted to win.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, when you're in Lansing, you like quickly look. Well, you're like, well, this is better for us because we can just get a higher draft pick. But that's, I guess, how I make peace with it. I really did want to win, but I was happy that the quarterback played really good, Jones.
Yeah, especially when Jamal snatched the ball out of his hand and ran to the end zone.
That was a class.
Yeah.
What's up with Saquon, bro? Is he hurt? What's going on?
Yeah, 1 yard.
13 carries for 1 yard.
He better be hurt.
He's hurt.
He better be hurt.
I think he's hurt, but Bart Scott was saying he's not hurt. He's just soft.
He called him soft?
Yeah.
Oh, soft?
Wow.
Yeah. What?
Oh, my God.
He's saying that Barkley is all finesse. And after he gets hit by a linebacker, after a few of those like spin moves or whatnot, he's not the same player. Like, he can't go up the middle and like keep grinding. And he doesn't wear
he does. Yeah, there is a thing with him. He does try to make that big play all the time instead of going straight forward. He's always dancing around and cutting. Sometimes you just got to, you know, go straight, get to 6-7 yards, and just burst through.
You know what? I have noticed that.
He tends to do that a lot.
Yeah, I have noticed that.
He's good on the radio, by the way. He's awesome. And
he knows football is great.
He knows stuff.
He knows the stuff with football because I think he played. But he made an example, like, when he was playing, and I don't know, it had to be with the Ravens. They were playing the Seahawks, and Sean Alexander, who was coming off his MVP year and all the hype, and he was the best running back. And in the first, like, series, he smashed Sean Alexander as hard as he could. And he was, like, in his face, and he told him that he's nobody, he's nothing. Saying he was like, you're soft, I'm going to take your soul. And, like, Alexander just got up, and he kind of, like, tried to run the same type of finesse play, and he's not, like, punishing against the defense. Mark Scott went back to defense. He's like, we got this guy. He's not. He doesn't have it. We're going to kill this guy. And he's like, I see a lot of that in Saquon. So I was like, oh, wow.
Interesting.
That's a bold statement. I think maybe he's going to alter his running style a little bit, but I don't think he's soft.
Yeah. It's tough to say. Maybe he's really more injured than we think, and he just doesn't want to risk it.
I've always said,
if you see the way the Jets are playing, they had 9 guys in the box. They weren't going to let him get anything.
Jets are really good against the run too.
That's the best in the NFL every year.
That's been the one constant, no matter how bad they are. They're like tops in the league in like stopping the run, which is like, it's good to have. But I mean, can we do other things?
Other teams just don't even bother. They just throw it against them.
They just throw it. Yeah, they could do that all day.
Yeah.
Le'Veon, too, he's another one. Fatso made a good point. I've noticed this, too. He just doesn't, and maybe this is, it's his running style. He's just kind of patient and looks for holes, you know, waits for holes to develop. But he's got no breakaway speed, like, at all. Like,
No.
Yeah, something's wrong with him, too, I think.
He never really has.
Which is true.
Yeah. We gotta see him with a good old line and receivers around Donald, like a complete offense.
Yeah. Well, one thing
it's so hard to judge both of them right now, Barkley and Bell.
That's true.
Barkley hasn't looked good lately, and he might be hurt. Right. So say he's hurt, and part of that is because he's just carrying the team. But next year the Giants aren't going to be good, and next year will be year 3, and it's all already wow. You're 3 years into your running back, like 6-7 years. That's it. That's why, like, it's so dumb. And more than ever, this year, I realized that when we get all excited about the draft and all the scouts talk about all these players, nobody knows shit. Nobody knows anything. Like, how do we pass up on Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson and all these guys?
Didn't pass on Lamar.
Oh, you know I was high on my man Lamar. Did you see that spin move he had this past Sunday? I mean, he's a fucking human Madden move.
It was gorgeous.
I've seen stuff like that since Michael Vick played.
Yeah, he's awesome.
But the one Lamar did Sunday, I mean, that was like straight out of Madden. It was like ridiculous. Like, oh, he's so good. He's so fun to watch.
And then right after that, I'm watching Patrick Mahomes. Did you see the jump pass?
Oh, that was amazing too. Yep, I watched that live. That was.
I hope these.
I can't believe they lost that game.
I mean,
ugh.
Yeah.
That was crazy. Yeah, Mahomes and Lamar. I hope we see that matchup again. That game they had earlier in the season was one of the most fun games I've watched in a long time.
Someone better beat freaking New England. I don't want to see them in the Super Bowl again.
I know.
Yeah.
It's boring.
It's a crapshoot, though.
Yeah, we always say that.
Nobody knows anything.
Yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah,
I like that team a lot.
Yeah, they look really good.
Seattle.
Russell Wilson juice. He's the man. His hair is horrible. It's atrocious. He needs to do something with that. But he's amazing. Every game is close.
That game was the best game I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a fun game. The Niners looked amazing like the first quarter and then kind of came back down to earth. But they'll be in it. Them, Seattle. Seattle was actually my Super Bowl pick. I think in the beginning of the season. New Orleans, I don't know what the fuck happened with them. I mean, they were... You think they might be better with Bridgewater?
Breeze looked pretty shaky. He is 40 years old, so...
I know, but they clearly, I mean, they were so hot with Bridgewater and they lost the fucking Falcons at home. I mean,
yeah.
Don't remind me. Paul doesn't want, you don't want to talk about that one. That was a rough one. So we'll see. I'm trying to think who else is good. You know, Colts were kind of surging and then they lose to the Dolphins at home, but they didn't have Brissett.
What do you think about the Cowboys?
They're a weird team too. I don't know. They lost to the Jets. Who have they beat, though?
What's the best team they beat? I wouldn't want to play in a playoff game. If they're healthy, I wouldn't want to play in a playoff game.
Right, still have a good line, good running game. Dak, you know.
Good defense, good rush.
Dak,
another argument
great receivers.
Is, who have they beaten? The argument's always who have they beaten, but when Cooper and Dak are, in sync, they're really good. They're scary on offense. I wouldn't want to play them either.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. Packers, you know, they're still right
NFC
there.
NFC in general is crazy. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams. Panthers are even good. I mean, they were right there in that Packers game.
Niners.
Obviously, Rams. Niners. Rams, I don't know, man. I don't see it. And I said they would
they're
drop off,
good,
too.
But
Yeah,
there's still a team that you kind of have to account for. But, yeah, they're not. That division is going to be really tough going forward. Next year, the NFC West,
The
Cardinals are playing pretty
Yeah, because even the Cardinals
they're
aren't bad.
Too.
They're fun to watch. I mean, they're not the best team right now, but they're going to be good.
Yeah.
And they're fun. They play the most college-style offense.
Kyler.
Yeah, they seem to be in every game. They're, in it.
Can I ask for is it back down to earth for the Los Angeles Rams and their genius mastermind coach?
Yeah, McVay kind of, I don't know. I mean, I still think he's a good coach, but, I think Goff is kind of the fall guy there.
He sucks.
Yeah. Goffling.
He sucks for the money. He doesn't suck, but for the money, he sucks.
Oh yeah, for the money.
I don't think he's that good either.
System, kind of a system quarterback. I mean, he'd be a really good backup, obviously, and he did go to a Super Bowl, but
they were embarrassed in that Super Bowl. That was embarrassing.
That was embarrassing. 3 points.
They could not do. They couldn't do anything.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. Where is so Colin Kaepernick has a private workout this Saturday.
Giants to go?
Yeah, I mean, where's he going? I mean, there's a ton of teams that could use him as a legit backup. Let's say the Colts.
Oh yeah.
Let's say Brissett is I think he'll be back this Sunday, but he's got torn MCL or something like that. Let's say that keeps lingering and, he's out for the year or whatever. Who's to say Frank Reich, he's a smart guy. Maybe he's like,
yeah,
let's bring him in. You know, he fits our offense. I don't know. Yeah. What teams do you see him going to?
I mean, who would you rather have quarterback? Kaepernick or Luke Falk?
Exactly.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm not a huge cat guy, but he's better than a lot of the quarterback backups.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
Well, the fact that he's, you know,
having this
private workout,
like maybe like a team like the Bengals.
The thing with that is,
Dalton's like cooked. Dalton's kind of cooked, right? And then they never drafted like a high guy.
I think it only works with a team that's well-respected, well-structured, organized, top-down, and already good. I would say I could see him going like Seattle.
Well, Gino, yeah. Gino's a backup there.
Oh, God. Is he really?
Yeah. I still follow him on Instagram. Yeah.
Oh,
jeez. He's the backup in Seattle.
He must be a funny follow, I feel like.
Yeah. I could actually, you know, speaking of which, I could see the Rams, maybe. Who's their backup? I don't even know. But I could see him. I could see McVay being like, oh, I can use something like that. I don't know. The Chiefs, maybe? Andy Reid, maybe?
About the Bears?
I feel like a team with, like, an offensive coach. Like, oh, Kaepernick?
The
guy went to a Super Bowl. Hell yeah.
Bro,
I'll take him.
I'd take Kaepernick over Trubisky. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, it's funny. When I saw the private workout, when I, you know, saw Shefty and everyone tweeting about it, the comments were flooded by Bears fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really down on Trubisky. I mean, he had some good passes against Detroit this past Sunday, but, yeah, I mean, for the most part.
He's a joke.
Yeah, it's not good. Especially because they traded so much for him, you know, to move up to get him.
Yep. Could have had Deshaun.
Yep.
Or Mahomes.
Yep. That's actually a really good game this Sunday. That's probably the best game this Sunday is Texans-Ravens. That's going to be a
really... Who are you picking, Mr. Andy Capper?
Hey, does it feel good to be a Johnny champion? Yeah, it does. It really does, man. You know, gets old after a while, but I'll keep trucking. Keep trucking along.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Every freaking week.
Listen, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I'm the man. I just kind of pick them and it just kind of happens. I'll admit, I do the research, you know. I'm not going to reveal my secrets, what I do, but, you know, I do my, investigating. I got my sources. So,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but what have you guys? Have you guys ate anything interesting lately that you'd like to share?
Me on Sunday, you know what the place in Hoboken, Moran's.
Okay, Irish bar.
It was like just called sausage and biscuits. It was like a ton of sausage, but they put all the gravy all over the eggs, and it was unreal.
Over the eggs?
And a ton of food. Yeah, dude.
Oh, so it was like a brunch spot.
I've had it.
Brunch spot.
Yeah, so good.
Gravy over eggs,
Outside of that, yeah. So if you're Moran, Hoboken, check it out.
Okay.
Great deal. Pretty good.
What about you, Juice?
No, I haven't been... I haven't been indulging in the restaurant game lately. I've been slacking. I'm gonna pick it up. I'm gonna pick it up this weekend. Though we're doing like a Friendsgiving on Saturday, and Friday I'm gonna be hanging around the Chelsea area. I'll probably get some nice appetizers. No, I haven't eaten anything really.
Nothing interesting. Okay.
She's on a diet.
What are you gone keto on us?
My teams are depressing. I want everyone to be fired and taken out back and shot. I have no appetite.
Oh, Jesus.
I hear you.
I'd like to reveal that today, for the first time in probably over 15 years, probably since high school, it was definitely when I was working at Sports Authority, and this place was in the mall, in the Palisades Center. I had Arby's today, guys.
Oh!
I've never had Arby's. You've never had it?
No. It looks... My dad told me it's the most disgusting thing he's ever had.
Well, so I was watching comedians in cars, driving in cars, at Jerry Seinfeld Netflix show. And he had an episode with Sebastian Maniscalco. And they made a stop at Arby's. And they got roast beef sandwiches. And I was like, you know what? Looks kind of good. So I got the classic roast beef.
How was it?
Well, hold on. I got the classic roast beef. And Arby's is known for their curly fries, which are delicious. They have really good curly fries. And it was good. But my next time I do this, if I do it again, I'll get the double. Because the classic, it was really small. I was kind of surprised. Like,
really?
Yeah, and the commercials.
They look huge.
I know, they look huge, right? Big. Yeah, I remember their sandwiches being a lot bigger. But I made the mistake, just got the classic. You got to get the double. The double is probably the huge one. So, but other than that, it was fine. It was fine. Nothing crazy.
Where was it? Where did you get it?
Arby's.
No, where though?
Oh, like, there's two up here. There's one in the mall, one in the malls, and then there's a freestanding one. Yeah. I mean, down there.
I've never seen it.
Well, in Manhattan, they have
Jersey,
a few.
Jersey, I think that's the one.
Yeah, I think Jersey, Manhattan. I think Manhattan has a few. I'm trying to think where else. Does Westchester have any? Rockland, there's nothing. There used to be one in the Palisades, nah. But yeah, definitely Jersey. I feel like I've seen them. But Long Island, I know there's one. I know there's one in Hicksville. But
I want to try it just because of the commercials.
Yeah, commercials are great. They do have a lot of things that look appealing, but I don't know. So, all right, let's finish on this. Sit or stand.
Yo, how did this start? Was it on like a Levitard or was it a Twitter debate? Like what?
So Levitard, they've been talking about it for years. They'll bring it up every once in a blue moon. I guess they started it like 4 years ago. They just started asking some of their guests and, you know, just talking about it on the show and kind of blew my mind a little bit. I think it blows everyone's mind, whatever side you're on. Like, wait, there's another way to do this? So,
yeah.
And then I sent you guys that poll that the Levitard show did, and it was almost 50-50. I mean, it was definitely more, it was a little more sit than stand, but,
Hey, everyone. Hey, everyone.
We're talking about pooping.
We're talking about wiping your ass. You sit or stand, wipe your ass.
This is the end of the episode. Let's see how many people actually hear this. But, yeah. it's kind of funny how split everyone is on this.
I think, like, years down the road, when VH1, they used to do Behind the Music, when they do Behind the Podcast, this is going to be the reason why the God Pod broke up.
Oh man! Yeah,
I don't get how anyone stands and wipes their ass.
I don't either.
You know, you really get in there. It's, you know, I like that.
People are very have strong opinions on both sides. Well, I didn't know.
It's not like. Well, you know what? I used to sit and now I stand, or I used to stand now I sit. It's like that's just. How you were taught to do it, and you know, blame the parents, I guess. Fucking.
Like I said, it all doesn't matter. You gotta have the wet wipes.
Wet wipes are. That's the game changer. That's lifesaver. What were you saying about Adam? A known stander.
I asked Adam. Yeah, he's a known stander. Well, now a known stander. I didn't know before, but I said so. Adam, like 21 years ago, when we're sitting in the cafeteria. And I was asking you about Keith Van Horn. You were standing the whole time? Yeah. The whole time. So, I don't know. We're going to have to figure out how to live amongst each other in equality.
Yeah. it's funny. Good stuff. Anything else, guys?
I'm just going to ask every person I meet for the first time now if they sit or stand.
Like, hey. The name's Pancakes. Sit or stand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time sitter. Big fan of the show.
First time. Yeah.
Yeah, long time sitter.
First time stander, long time sitter. Shit. Frances, I don't want to like mention people because I can't get out of my head. You know, like that's when you get too deep in this conversation. It's it's hard.
It could go a bunch of ways.
Yeah. But all right, guys, good stuff. We got to go.
All right, man. Take care.
Take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.